Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Ladies and gentlemen, the captain has turned on the fasten seatbelt sign. If you haven't already done so, please make sure the volume of this podcast is set perfectly to your listening enjoyment. Please take your seat, whether that's on the treadmill, car, sofa, or bed, and buckle in for the last trip. My name is Jamie Beebe, and I'll be your tour guide, recreating someone's last days in paradise. On behalf of myself and everyone behind the scenes, please enjoy the Last Trip podcast. And because nobody likes a long flight to get to where they want to be, let's prepare for takeoff. It was supposed to be the trip of a lifetime, a luxury island resort in the Maldives, white sand beaches, turquoise water stretching endlessly towards the horizon. For Geirdre Vasquez, a 33-year-old Canadian woman, it was a last quiet getaway before her life changed forever. She was 8 months pregnant, and the baby's due date was just weeks away. In February 2021, she checked into the Intercontinental Mamou Nougou with her husband, ready to soak in the sun and serenity. But on a warm, peaceful afternoon, she stepped away from the pool, walked toward the ocean, and vanished. The official story? That she drowned. But her family says that's impossible. She was a strong swimmer. She knew the ocean. And they believe something far more sinister happened. Was this truly a tragic accident in paradise? Or is someone hiding what really happened to Geirdre Vasquez? Let's follow the currents of this chilling mystery in the Maldives and a desperate search for answers that's left one family shattered and 1,000 questions still floating just beneath the surface. Before we get into the facts surrounding the disappearance, it's worth stepping into the place where this all unfolded, the Maldives. When people imagine the Maldives, they picture an endless film of turquoise water, dots of white sand, and those impossibly photogenic overwater villas that seem to float above the ocean. And that image isn't fantasy. It's the reason millions of people travel to this string of islands every year. The sun, sea, calm, and a kind of hush the rest of the world can't match. The islands have seen visitors climb back to and past its pre-pandemic peaks. And tourism accounts for much of its economy and shapes the culture. The Maldives reached new tourism heights in recent years, and has ambitious targets for growth. People come for obvious reasons. The coral reefs that ring each atoll are living museums. Snorkeling and diving here are world-class. Travelers chase manta ray cleaning stations, swim with gentle whale sharks, and drift along reefs thick with parrotfish and reef sharks. And for many visitors, the days are organized around the water. Guided snorkel safaris, manta or dolphin excursions, dive certifications, sunset cruises, and island picnics that feel private because, well, in many cases, they are. The Maldives is also increasingly marketed as a destination for honeymooners, families, and wealthy escape seekers searching for privacy and personalized service. Historically, the Maldives is an old crossroads. Buddhist kingdoms, trade links to Sri Lanka and India, and later Islamic sultanates shaped the islands long before tourism reshaped them again. That history is subtle in the island's modern face, but it's there, in traditional dhoni boats, coral stone tombs, and in the language and folklore that linger on inhabited islands. The Ra Atoll, where Mamunagau sits, is part of that vast, delicate system of atolls and channels. It's less trafficked than the capital's atolls and famed marine reserves nearby, like Hanafaro Bay, which draw more nature-minded visitors and researchers. Resorts on those atolls often emphasize conservation. Many partner with marine NGOs, run manta adoption programs, and lead guest education about reef protection. The Intercontinental on Mamunagau highlights its house reef, manta sites, and conservation initiatives as central features of the guest experience. If you're thinking of staying at the Intercontinental, picture luxury island hospitality pushed deliberately towards seclusion. Overwater villas, private decks, curated dining experiences, and transfer logistics that include a seaplane hop from Male, a kind of ritual that signals you've left the ordinary life behind. The resort positions itself as a retreat for honeymooners, families, and small groups seeking both comfort and access to serious marine life. Reviews and booking pages praise the staff, the villas, and the restaurant programs, while also noting the resort's remoteness, which is part of the appeal and part of the practical reality of staying there. That remoteness is a double-edged sword. On one hand, the sense of being on your own private island, far from crowds and noise, is exactly what people pay for. On the other, any medical emergency, any violent episode, or any missing person case plays out in a sparse local infrastructure. Small resort islands have limited medical facilities and rely on careful logistics to transfer guests in urgent cases. For that reason, travel advisories from several foreign services urge caution. Petty crime and drug-related issues surface in urban centers and inhabited islands, and travelers are reminded to keep documents and valuables secure. Resorts themselves generally report low rates of violent crime against guests, but the realities of remoteness, limited policing, long transfer times to hospitals, and language or jurisdictional complications are part of the travel equation. The guest list of these islands tends to skew toward those seeking upscale privacy. Honeymooners, international couples, families who want concierge service, and travelers focused on marine experiences like manta watching or diving. The resort's own promotional materials lean into this market and describe a clientele that expects curated luxury and privacy, and the reviews reflect that profile. But on the other end of the spectrum, Maldives as a whole has seen increases in certain types of urban crime. Drug-related offenses and gang activity in and around Male are an issue referenced in travel advisories. But most tourist island resorts report very low rates of guests targeted in violent crime. What they try to tell you are the resorts are generally secure, but visitors should be careful with belongings and mindful of local advisories. The police handling of high-profile incidents, including the disappearance of tourists, is sometimes criticized for slow or limited transparency, which fuels public concern and online speculation. In Girdre's case, Maldivian police publicly stated they had no evidence of kidnapping and believed she was lost at sea, with resort officials insisting that abduction in that area was unheard of, statements that reassured some and deepened suspicion for others. If you go, practicalities matter. Expect a seaplane transfer, which can be expensive, limited cell coverage beyond the resorts, and a guest experience turned toward rest and water. Take the advice of the dive and resort staff seriously. Marine safety briefings, guided snorkeling, and never going alone into open water are common rules for a reason. And for those drawn by conservation, many islands offer opportunities to participate in reef restorations or manta monitoring, experiences that connect guests to the local ecology and the fragile economics of island life. Overall, the Maldives is a place of extraordinary beauty and rare wildlife, designed for those who want a private escape. But paradise is not a vacuum. The remoteness that makes a trip feel intimate also complicates any emergency. That tension, the line between the picturesque and the precarious, is part of why Gerdøy Vaskeit's disappearance felt so impossible. It happened in a place designed to protect and hide you at the same time.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Before she disappeared from the Maldives, before headlines and whispers, before rewards and rumors, Gerdøy Vaskeit was just Gabby to the people who loved her. She was the kind of woman who turned heads when she walked into a room, not because she demanded attention, but because she exuded a calm, radiant confidence. Her friends describe her as bright, kind, and deeply ambitious, the kind of person who always seemed to have it together. A little glamorous, yes, but also grounded, thoughtful, and genuine. Gabby was born and raised in Lithuania, a country of rugged coastlines and quiet strength. And that strength stayed with her. In her 20s, she made the bold decision to move to Canada, chasing bigger opportunities and a wider world. She spent more than a decade building a life there, eventually becoming a Canadian citizen. And while she adapted seamlessly to life in North America, she never lost touch with her roots. Gabby remained close with her family back in Lithuania, staying in regular contact, sending messages and photos, always keeping that thread of connection strong. She was athletic, a strong swimmer, and a renowned sportswoman in her community. Health and wellness weren't just hobbies for Gabby. They were a way of life. She took care of her body with discipline and pride. Whether it was through fitness, clean eating, or simply living with intention, she radiated the kind of vitality that comes from within. Friends say she was always glowing, always moving forward, always striving. And she had a serious side, sure, a good head on her shoulders, but she was also adventurous, a world traveler with a curiosity for culture and a love for beautiful places. Her life with Gabby was full of movement, flights, new cities, seaside getaways. She had dreams that spanned continents. For more than 10 years, she had been in a long-term relationship with a man from Lithuania. They moved to Canada together, built a life side by side. But that chapter came to a quiet end in 2019. Not long after, Gabby met Parmar Gansharanjit Singh, a businessman with ties to both Canada and Dubai. Their courtship moved quickly, and they married soon after meeting. In early 2021, Gabby and Parmar were preparing for the next phase of their life together. Gabby was 8 months pregnant. She was glowing, excited, and ready to become a mother. And so, the trip to the Maldives was meant to be a final romantic escape during the tragedy of the COVID-19 pandemic. A baby moon. A celebration of love and life and the calm before everything changed. They chose the Maldives, one of the most luxurious, remote destinations in the Indian Ocean. A place where time slows down and the world seems far away. Until that fateful February 13th, when Gabby walked toward the ocean and was never seen again.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
February 12th, 2021. The world was still deep in the grip of the pandemic. Borders were restricted, lives were on hold, and fear clung to the air like fog. For Gabby and her husband Parmar, the Maldives offered a luxurious kind of escape, a slice of serenity far from the chaos. So they boarded a plane and flew to paradise. They checked into the Intercontinental Mamunigau Resort, tucked away in the pristine Ra Atoll, surrounded by clear turquoise waters and dense green palms. It was exclusive, isolated, and exactly what they needed. Just the two of them. Being 8 months pregnant, it would be a quiet celebration before their world changed forever. On the morning of February 13th, Gabby posted two photos to social media. One, an upper body selfie wearing a large sun hat. The other, a photo taken from behind, showing her standing by the pool. She didn't look visibly pregnant in the photos. But it's important to remember, some women really don't show, especially from that angle. Because Gabby hadn't posted anything about her pregnancy on social media, although she was known for posting often. And this privacy surrounding her pregnancy is something that would later come into play, adding to the mystery surrounding her disappearance. But that day, she looked relaxed, happy, completely at ease. She and Parmar were lounging poolside, basking in the sun, sipping cool drinks, letting time drift by. Around 3:30 p.m., Gabby stood up. She told Parmar she was going for a swim in the sea. Just a quick one. A moment alone in the water. An official from the resort would later say she was by the pool with her husband and then stood up and walked along the beach at an unhurried pace. She had her sandals in her hands when she walked along the beach. CCTV footage shows the same. That footage, which has never been released publicly, reportedly shows Gabby walking barefoot toward the southern end of the island, where a small white lighthouse stands at the water's edge. Her sandals were later found there, resting on the wooden jetty nearby. And the water around that area is popular with snorkelers, but it's not always safe. Depending on the day, the current can pull strong and fast beneath the surface. There's no evidence that Gabby had gone snorkeling. She had no gear, no fins, and no mask. And back at the resort, Parmar said he didn't think much of her absence at first. He returned to their villa and took a nap. It wasn't until 6:30 p.m., nearly 3 hours later, that he woke up and realized Gabby wasn't there. She hadn't come back. She hadn't sent a message. She wasn't answering her phone. He called the hotel's reception. No one had seen her. Panic set in. Parmar alerted the resort's management that Gabby was missing. And just like that, paradise snapped into a crisis. The search began immediately. Parmar filed an official missing persons report at the Armidhoo police station the following day. The Maldives National Defense Force Coast Guard, along with the resort staff, launched a coordinated effort across air, land, and sea. Divers scoured the ocean floor. Boats circled the island. Drones and aircraft scanned the coastline. For 5 days, search teams worked around the clock covering over 1.5 million square meters. But they found nothing. Not a body, not a scrap of clothing, not even a footprint in the sand beyond what was already known. The resort, meanwhile, issued a statement expressing deep concern and confirming their full cooperation with authorities. They assured the public they were doing everything possible to assist the investigation and support the family. But behind the scenes, frustration and grief were growing. Maldivian officials maintained the theory that Gabby had drowned, that she likely entered the water near the lighthouse, was swept away by rip current, and her body simply hadn't resurfaced. One officer told the press, "No new evidence has surfaced, but we hope we can still find her safe and sound, although the probability gets less every day." But Gabby's family didn't accept that. They couldn't. She was a strong swimmer, a renowned athlete. The Maldives is known for shallow waters, especially around the islands. And they argued that if she had drowned, her body would have surfaced within a few days, if not hours. It made no sense. And something else didn't sit right. She vanished in broad daylight, in a luxury resort, on a small private island. How does that happen? As days turned into weeks, answers didn't come. Leads dried up, and the case stayed open, but stagnant. Out of desperation, Gabby's family and her husband offered a $100,000 reward to anyone who could provide information that would lead to her whereabouts. They hoped it might spark something, a witness, a confession, a clue. But nothing came. No new evidence, no sightings, no Gabby. And she was 8 months pregnant. She was about to become a mother. She had dreams, a family, a future. And now? Gone. Not declared dead. Not found alive. Just vanished. What happened in those crucial minutes after she walked away from the pool? Why did no one see her enter the water? And how does a woman disappear without a trace from a private island paradise? The official story says it was an accident. But Gabby's loved ones? Well, they're not convinced.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
The search for Gabby stretched from the turquoise shallows to the deep open waters beyond. Divers combed the reef, Coast Guard boats traced the shoreline, and locals scanned every inlet and stretch of sand. But as the hours turned into days, not a single trace of her was found. No clothing, no belongings, no sign of a struggle. Just the endless, quiet sea. If the search couldn't explain what happened to Gabby, maybe the theories could. And in the absence of answers, speculation filled the void. Some theories leaned toward the tragic. Others hinted at something far darker. Each one offered a possibility, but none could explain it all. Let's dive in. The official narrative remains simple, chilling in its brevity. Maldive police say there's strong evidence to believe that she was lost at sea while trying to snorkel near the beach, saying, "We do not have any hint to think otherwise." That statement, meant to draw a line under the mystery, falls apart under scrutiny. First, the notion that Gabby, a strong swimmer and renowned athlete, simply drown in shallow Maldivian waters. Second, why would she even be there at that stage of pregnancy? Most physicians advise against international flights so late in the third trimester. Why would she risk it, let alone engage in solo snorkeling without any snorkel gear? The risks multiply, and the logic begins to fray. But while the sea around Ra Atoll is beautiful, it's also treacherous. Locals warn that the currents near atoll channels can sweep a swimmer out faster than they can react, even in calm weather. The pirate kidnapping theory, voiced by the family, was quickly shut down by resort officials who insisted a tourist kidnapping has never occurred here. There have been no pirate sightings in the area. But travelers' forums and local reports indicate that isolated piracy events have occurred in Maldivian waters, usually involving cargo ships, though never in inhabited atolls. There's little to support it. But the refusal of authorities to entertain the notion adds a layer of defiance. Then there's Parmar's background, which casts a long shadow. Internet sleuths flagged a court case in Calgary. A man with the same name was involved in trafficking methamphetamine and facing first-degree murder charges. The charges were later dropped due to procedural delays, not because of innocence. Now, if this was the same man, it raises the terrifying possibility that, well, he knew how to eliminate threats and evade consequences. On Reddit, one commenter laid it out bluntly. Heavily pregnant wife goes for a swim in the ocean, and he naps for hours. That raises so many questions. And the theory spiraled from there. What if Gabby never even made it to the Maldives? A version of events where Parmar staged the entire trip, sending a surrogate pregnant woman, possibly a mistress, under Gabby's identity, reported missing later, thus masking a homicide and creating an accidental disappearance story. The Reddit theorist calls it dark fiction. But in true crime, stranger schemes have unfolded. Others floated a staged escape theory. Perhaps Gabby, with her resources and international mindset, orchestrated her own disappearance to start over somewhere. Yet her family refuted this, saying, "She was happy with him. We were in constant communication. She would have told us if something was wrong." There's also the trafficking hypothesis, given Parmar's alleged criminal ties. Internet commentators speculated that Gabby could have been abducted and weaponized as a bargaining chip, or even trafficked. Again, no proof. But desperation fuels wild conjecture. Let's not forget the puzzle of her social media presence, or lack of it. She even posted a new tattoo photo. Yet, tattoos aren't typically done on pregnant women. If this post was recent, it raises questions about gestational timing. If it's an old photo, why reveal it then? There's also no record of baby bump photos. But many women want to keep parts of their life private, including pregnancy. It's hard to imagine how someone like Gabby could simply vanish. She wasn't the type to take unnecessary risks. She was strong, capable, and confident in the water. She was 8 months pregnant, her baby due in just weeks. She had every reason to come home. Yet, on that bright afternoon in the Maldives, she disappeared into thin air, leaving behind nothing but questions. Of course, many believe this was a tragic accident, that even the strongest swimmer can meet misfortune in unpredictable currents. Others point to the fact that Gabby was a seasoned traveler, familiar with the ocean's moods, and question whether something more sinister took place. A crime carefully concealed beneath the paradise facade. There are whispers about her whirlwind marriage, the sudden shift from a decade-long relationship to a new husband, and whether tensions might have been quietly brewing behind the scenes. And still, others suggest the possibility of an elaborate plan, one that only Gabby herself would understand, stepping away from her life entirely. Every theory opens a door, but none lead to the truth. The Maldives Sun set on February 13, 2021, without revealing what happened to Geirdre Vaskait. And until answers surface, her disappearance will remain suspended in the shadowy space between possibility and mystery, where facts blur, silence grows heavy, and the truth, well, feels just out of reach.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
If you're pregnant and planning a trip, or know someone who's about to travel, think of this next section as a short safety briefing before you board the plane. Now, travel while pregnant is possible, often wonderful, but it's different. Your body is different. The decisions you make before you leave and the choices you make on vacation can change everything. Now, before you book, check with your care team. Most obstetricians and midwives will tell you that the safety window to travel is the middle of the pregnancy, roughly weeks 14 through 28, when morning sickness often eases and the risk of preterm labor is lower. After the third trimester, things get riskier. Airlines and clinicians start tightening rules, and being far from familiar medical support becomes a real concern. Talk honestly with your OBGYN about your medical history, any complications, even ones that feel minor, and the specifics of your itinerary. Bring a copy of your prenatal records and the emergency contact details. And these steps aren't bureaucratic. They're the difference between an ordinary holiday and an emergency you can't fix from a sandbar. Now, air travel rules vary. There's no global ban on flying late in pregnancy. But many carriers require a doctor's note after about 28 weeks. And some won't allow travel after about 36 weeks, especially on international routes. If you're close to your due date, expect airlines to ask for paperwork. And read the fine print before you buy the ticket. Long flights also raise medical issues common to pregnancy, an increased risk of blood clots, the strain of immobility, and less access to urgent care should something go wrong. Pack compression socks, hydrate, walk often during the flight, and have a backup plan if you need to return suddenly. And not only should you get extra travel insurance if you're traveling while pregnant, but many standard travel policies limit or exclude coverage for normal childbirth and for pregnancy-related conditions near the due date. Some insurers provide emergency coverage only for unexpected pregnancy complications and exclude the weeks immediately before and after delivery. If your trip involves remote islands, seaplane transfers, and long boat rides, confirm that your policy includes emergency medical evacuation to a hospital that can handle these types of emergencies. Make sure your policy covers both the traveler and the unborn baby if complications occur, and that it includes 24/7 assistance lines. If evacuation would require a seaplane or long air transfer, get clarity upfront on the timeline and costs covered. Now, in short, verify pregnancy wording in your policy and buy medevac level protection if you can. Also, water safety changes when you're pregnant. swimming, and gentle snorkeling are generally considered safe for most pregnant people. But generally isn't the same as certainly. And snorkeling in an open, unfamiliar ocean is different from paddling in a calm pool. Currents around atolls and near jetties or channels can be unpredictable and deceptively strong. Guides and resorts routinely brief guests about current patterns for just this reason. Never go out alone. Never enter unknown ocean channels unsupervised. Always use a life vest or flotation when advised. And only snorkel with a certified guide who knows the reef and the tide patterns that day. And pregnant bodies tire faster. Exhaustion, cramps, or a sudden current can become emergencies far sooner than they would for an unencumbered swimmer. So, to sum up traveling while pregnant, get a written okay from your provider and bring it. Buy travel insurance that explicitly covers emergency evacuation and any pregnancy complications for your travel window. Confirm the resort's medical capabilities and typical transfer time to the nearest hospital. Avoid solo forays into open water. Don't snorkel alone or in unfamiliar channels. And insist on guides and flotation if you go out. Keep digital and physical copies of your prenatal records and passports. Register your trip with your consulate. And always tell someone your daily plan. Where you'll swim, who you'll be with, what time you expect to return. These small precautions reduce the chance that a gap in communication becomes a life or death delay. And because we're discussing the disappearance of Gabby, let this remind you that even in places designed to pamper and protect you, nothing is guaranteed. If you've been listening, and find yourself still picturing Gabby, the vibrant, athletic woman with an adventurous spirit just weeks away from welcoming her first child, remember this. She is still missing. Somewhere, someone might know something. Geirdre Vaskite was last seen on the afternoon of February 13, 2021, at the Intercontinental Resort on Mamunagao Island in the Maldives. She's blonde, 5 feet, 8 inches, about 120 pounds, and at the time, she was 8 months pregnant and due to give birth in March. Her disappearance left her family and friends in Lithuania, Canada, and around the world searching for answers that never came. If you were in the Maldives around that time, if you saw Gabby that day, even if it seemed unimportant at the time, that detail might be the missing piece. Please, if you have any information, no matter how small, contact local authorities or submit a tip to Interpol or Crime Stoppers International. You could help her loved ones bring the answers they've been searching for. And bring Gabby home. And finally, remember to leave a review and rate this podcast 5 stars if you like the show. Or hell, even if you don't. But either way, feel free to let me know what you think. Please follow The Last Trip on Instagram at The Last Trip Crime Pod and subscribe on Patreon to support the show. You'll get extra research, videos, photos, and updates, and even learn more about my personal travels. That's patreon.com/TheLastTripPodcast. I'm Jamie Beebe, bringing you your last trip and signing off until the next one. Thanks for listening.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
L-E-G-E-N-D-Z.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
There's nothing more satisfying than finding the perfect green paint for your living room. Except maybe popping open that can of Valspar Ultra and rolling that first smooth stroke on the wall. And there's nothing more satisfying than admiring your freshly painted wall.
Ooh.
Except maybe peeling off the painter's tape to see those crisp edges. But the most satisfying part of all? Valspar Ultra's price tag, starting at $29.98 a gallon. Affordable, durable, available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.